Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira
Acharya Sotara Satashi Shima Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaja Ki Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Gau Premanandi Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamina Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschichavishitarame Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Prabhupate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 10, Text 31. Tvak charma mangsa rudhira. Medo ma jasti datavaha.
Medo ma jasti datavaha.
Bumyat tejo maya sapta. Prano vyo mambu vayubihi.
Prano vyo mambu vayubihi.
Tvak charma mangsa rudhira. Medo majasti datavaha.
Medo majasti datavaha.
Bumyapte jo maya sapta.
Bumyapte jo maya sapta.
Prano vyo mambu vayubi.
Prano vyo mambu vayubi.
Tvak charma mangsa rudhira. Medo majasti datavaha.
Medo majasti datavaha.
Bumyapte jo maya sapta.
Bumyapte jo maya sapta.
Prano vyo mambu vayubi. The thin layer on the skin.
The thin layer on the skin.
Charma.
Charma.
Skin.
Skin.
Mangsa.
Mangsa.
Flesh.
Flesh.
Rudhira.
Rudhira.
Blood.
Blood.
Medha.
Medha.
Fat.
Fat.
Maja.
Maja.
Marrow.
Marrow.
Asti.
Asti.
Bone.
Datavaha,
elements,
Bhumi,
earth,
Ap,
water,
Teja,
fire,
Maya,
predominating, Sapta.
Seven.
Prana.
Breathing air.
Vyoma.
Sky.
Ambu.
Water.
Vayubi.
By the air.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, by Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The seven elements of the body, namely the thin layer on the skin itself, the flesh, blood, fat, marrow, and bone, are all made of earth, water, and fire. Whereas the life breath is produced by the sky, water, and air. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The construction of the whole material world is prominently made by three elements, namely earth, water, and fire. But the living force is produced by sky, air, and water. So water is the common element in both the gross and subtle forms of all material creation. And it should be noted herewith that due to necessity, water, being most prominent in the material creation, is the principal element of all the five. This material body is thus an embodiment of five elements, and the gross manifestation is perceived because of three, namely earth, water, and fire. Sensations of touch are perceived due to the thin layer on the skin, and bone is as good as hard stone. The breathing air of life is produced of sky, air, and water. Therefore, open air, regular bath, and ample space in which to live are favorable for healthy vitality. Fresh produce from the earth, like grains and vegetables, as well as fresh water and heat, is good for the upkeep of the gross body. Om Jnanate Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Rubyascha Kripa Sindhubyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So now we all know what we're made of. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, especially the mind, intelligence, and false ego. We all have one of those, right? So how fortunate we are to hear the absolute truth from the Srimad Bhagavatam as being narrated by the Supreme Lord, either personally or his representatives, in the form of the great acharyas, Srila Prabhupada. Personally, when he was translating, he would contemplate and think how to make this adjustment so that this great Vedic knowledge can be understood by the common people, people who are absorbed by the illusory energy of the Lord. This whole material world is a reflection of the beauty of the spiritual world. We see the sunshine, hear the birds chirping in the trees, beautiful flowers, fresh water, fresh air, unless you're up in Canada or getting a lot of smoke from the fires that they're having up there. And then, in order to really express our feelings and desires, this in the previous verse is described that the super soul is sitting next to the jivatma. And upon creation, the Lord creates Lord Brahma, all the progenitors, all the demigods, and then he's making all the material elements like earth, water, fire, air. And he's making the ears to be able to hear transcendental sound. The sun is created, so with the sunlight, we have eyes, we can see. Without the sun or electricity, we cannot see ourselves, we cannot see anything. So touching, there's a thin layer. You know, we just take everything for granted that just to touch, every bit of our body is electrified by the consciousness of the living entity. And based on our desires and based on the actions and reactions of this material world, we're being given this material body, whether it's the body of a human being, a demigod, an animal, insect, a bug, so many varieties. I was appreciating today that so many beautiful fish, and they have such color and such variety, and then the peacocks are also joining in, and Gomata's there, so many flowers, and living entities. Many times we hear about the humming bees. So the Lord's creation is full of variety. In the spiritual world, the Nitya Siddhas, they realize Krishna, Nitya Das, the Jivera Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. What is our true identity? That we're eternal servants of Krishna. And somehow, out of curiosity killed the cat. So we were curious to know what it means to be an enjoyer. And many times people argue, oh, if we're perfect, we're in a perfect situation in the spiritual world, how is it possible that we can misuse our minute independence in such darkness or ignorance? But it's described that the expansion of the Lord is Mahavishnu and creating this whole universe. And when the living entity has this tendency to enjoy this world, he's given a high birth, like Lord Brahma, the higher birth. But somehow, this desire to enjoy, when it's contaminated, it forces us, in a sense, to go down, down, down. Karmana daivana trena. That we have many desires to fulfill. So there are so many varieties of life. You want to enjoy like a pig, eat unrestrictedly, and the taste of stool is nectarine, you know. Give up, forget the halva, you know. It's okay, take a pig's body, it's okay, you want to do that. And then there's so many forms, and we may think this is someone's imagination, but actually, this is all, the Vedic literatures are, since time immemorial, they're non-different than the Supreme Lord. I'm in the fourth canto now, reading just and preaching the body after hearing the wonderful instructions from Narada Muni, the various allegories and the various stories about how the bewilderment that man is attracted to woman is attracted to man, and all species of life. And this is the basic principle of material existence that everyone wants to enjoy. But how to enjoy? I have a nice woman, I have a nice man, we have children, we have home, we have money, we have the things that money can buy, automobiles and paraphernalia and cats and dogs and so many household. We're looking for that which will give us happiness and pleasure. So although it's like an animal in the desert, they say a deer is also very fond of enjoying the senses. But it's going after water in the desert foolishly. So we become like that. We're thinking, just a little harder work, I'll be situated, I'll have all the things in proper order. So everyone thinks their intelligence is perfect. My intelligence is quite right, you know. Everyone else is a little bit off, but I'm okay. So somehow that's why the philosophers and Munis and everyone wants to present their ideas and their philosophies. But we are captured by Maya, Daivi Hesha Gunamayi, Mama Maya Duratyaya, Mameva Ye Prapajante Mayame Tang Tarantite. And to hear the truth is not easy. No matter how many times I tell my friends or sons, Listen to Bhagavatam, or listen to this. Unless one has interest, they cannot even if they hear it, they don't hear it. Because the mind is overly absorbed and their ideas, today is a busy day, you know, I gotta run here, I gotta go there, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. You know, I got responsibilities, I have duties to perform in life, so I have to carry on. Yes, this is true, but we're neglecting our prime duty, which is to awaken our Krishna consciousness. In time, the analogy that was described by Narada Muni to King Prachinabhadishat about Puranjana is that Puranjana enjoyed in so many ways as a king, a beautiful wife, and had so many children, so much opportunity for gratification, but still, imperceptibly, old age came. And as the old age comes, we're celebrating birthdays every day. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. I was telling someone, oh, my thumb is messed up. You have too many janmas, too many birthdays. As we're getting older, things are starting to deteriorate very, very quickly. Before we know it, we're on the deathbed and we're leaving and still we haven't finished our business. And our business is to hear from the authority, Mahajano Jainagata Sapanta. Yes, hearing the Vedic philosophy is great, but who we hear from is also most important. And then after hearing from the Guru Parampara, hearing from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, hearing from the six Goswamis, hearing from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and so many. That's wonderful, and it's important. But we should understand that Prabhupada saying that these books, this Bhagavatam, and the books that Prabhupada has painstakingly translated will be the law books for the next 10,000 years of mankind. Because the Vedas are the laws of the Lord. And the Vedic literature is to give us guidance. There's Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Upasana Kanda. So to move straight ahead, Bharishman Prachinabhadi complained to Narada Muni that, well, didn't the priests and those who are performing the sacrifices, because it's recommended in the scripture that we offer animals and sacrifice. Almost every scripture has sacrificial performances. Weren't they educated as to what is the truth or what is the ultimate goal of life? Yeah. So although King Prachinabhadi was greatly fortunate to have Narada Muni guide him and awaken him from the illusion that there can be happiness in this embodiment, just like the spiritual body has desires. It's not that the spiritual body is just some light or some energy, because when you go get a nice suit made, they measure everything and they fit you up nicely with your suit and coat so that it fits properly on your body. So these bodies are a manifestation of our desires, and human life is a rare opportunity, a great opportunity, because although the dog knows he's looking for food, looking for sex, looking for happiness in whatever capacity he can, but he doesn't understand anything beyond, like, who am I? Why am I in this dog's body? On special cases, when Bharat Maharaj became a deer, he understood, yes, I have to just now associate in privacy and go back home, finish my business. So it just seems so distant, spiritual life, and the rigor, especially with our own conceptions, sometimes it's a little strong worded, the Vedic literature, oh, this is low born, this high born, and it's the duty to do it this way or that way. In modern civilization, we're not accustomed to being subservient to anyone, let alone, you know, humble ourselves and bow down. But we need to see the big picture as well. That means that tadviri pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnanas tattva darshana. That I'm approaching my bona fide spiritual master, I'm inquiring submissively, rendering service. This is another point that sometimes we see in Vrindavan and Radhakund, many people, they're very eager to take the fast track, very rapidly achieve gopi, bhava, or become a sakhi. And let me go and just chant in solitude because everything's maya everywhere around. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta criticized, what kind of cheater are you, thinking that you're looking for respect and adoration from others, but mainly you're thinking about money and sex. So this material world is based around the principle of enjoyment, and everyone is trying to enjoy by building their sandcastle on the shore of the beach. And the wave is coming. That wave is coming very quickly. And old age is embracing. And as the vital air is trying to resist the deterioration of the body, we may think, oh, it's natural. I've lived my life. I've had 20, 30, 50, 70 years of good time. You know, I'm ready to go. Ready to go where? So this is, you know, the atheists and the modern philosophers and scientists may try to maybe support the Darwinian theory that after a great evolution over a long, long period of time, that from a combination of some chemicals, that some microorganisms have developed, and from there, fish and vegetation and human life. But this is all speculation, whereas the Vedic literature very detailedly and distinctly gives us understanding of how this material world was created for the purpose of the enjoyment of the living entity. But if we do it under proper guidance, if we follow the Vedic literatures, if we follow the instructions of the Mahajano Jainagata Sapanta, the great acharyas. So yesterday was July 4th, and 47 years ago, yesterday I saw Prabhupada for the first time in Washington, D.C. He came for the bicentennial celebration in Washington. And I felt very fortunate that somehow or other, even though we may not have any qualifications, we feel that, you know, why is it that, you know, even Lord Chaitanya says, I have no attraction for the holy name. All the power you have invested in your whole nam nam akari bahudani jasarva shakti stitrarputa niyamata smananena kala. If you have all the power in the Govinda, Krishna, Madhava, Rama, Radharani, all facility is there and glorifying the holy names, but still we don't have an attraction for that. And Prabhupada was feeling when many of the young disciples were taking sannyas. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas at an early age, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very concerned. He said, no, this is not good because maya is very difficult. And it's understood that some have left, even though they took initiation and made vows, and to follow the order of the spiritual master takes utsahan nishchayat daryat tat tat karma pavartanat, enthusiasm, determination, patience. And throughout the literature, it's repeated that we're not the body, we're spirit, soul. A human life is meant for reawakening our love for God, reawakening our eternal consciousness, our eternal swarup, dharma. The process is like that. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atnam, and avednam. So we have to use our intelligence, because preaching is the essence, books are the basis, purity is the force, but utility is the principle. And the utility part means that we're using our intelligence how to mold our life in such a way that we can have the opportunity to come and see the deities every day, because this is the perfection of the eyes to see the beauty of Radha Krishna, Krishna Balaram, Shishi Gornitai, Archamurti. The Lord descends again and again and again, and he becomes manifest to the devotees who are worshiping him. How much energy and thought is given to dress the deities, color coordinate, make sure all the fish are in the right direction. Everything should be done nicely for the pleasure of their Lord and pleasure of the devotees. and the cooking and all the different preparations which are there. This Archavidhi, Bhagavad Vidhi, is given to us so that we can be trained. It's a training session that if one wants to become a professional in any field, he needs a teacher, and he needs to strictly follow the guidance of the teacher and practice. Practice makes perfect. So we practice rising early in the morning. If you're up late talking nonsense, gossip, and up till 11 o'clock, you're not going to get up early. Better not talk nonsense and take rest early, so that by 3-4 o'clock, you're up and you're taking advantage of that Brahma Muhurta, that early hour, to hear the Bhagavatam, to hear the chanting of the holy name, to associate with the devotees who are chanting together and worshiping Krishna, and preparing for the preaching mission. This gives pleasure to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Prabhupada was hearing how the book distribution was taking off, and that special marathon, 2-month marathon in Los Angeles for the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and they said, Prabhupada, we're keeping up with you. Prabhupada said, no, I've already started the 7th canto, and the 6th canto is still pending. You know, you must... And then the book distributors were in competition that, yes, Prabhupada, the world is suffering, people are suffering. By your mercy, I've been given this opportunity to understand that I'm not of this world. I'm not meant to stay in this material world. There is no happiness in this world. So I should dedicate myself to hear the Bhagavad in the association of devotees and spread the mission of Krishna consciousness. And then this is the spirit of Sankirtan was fanned by Prabhupada. Prabhupada, in a joking, loving way, would always encourage the devotees, oh, I hear that so-and-so is doing that much, and what are you doing, you know? And he was fanning the competition, and we could see that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati impressed upon Prabhupada the importance of printing books and preaching. So this is a preaching mission. Every religious organization wants to propound the glory of the Lord and bring people. Not that we're looking for so many people to become in our group, but we want the people to understand that they're going to die uselessly, and because of the nature of Kali Yuga, they're paving their way to the lower sections. We may think, well, it's not so bad in this material world. But there's hell, there's hellish conditions, and we can see them all around us. We might think things are good here, but imagine if bombs were falling, there's no electricity, no water, and half your people you know are practically dead, and you're living on the street, and you're trying to figure out how to survive. It's hell, and it happens everywhere. It's happening all over the world. We're in nice, sunny Florida. It's a beautiful place. We're protected under New Ramanrethi Dam. You know, we're having great privilege of all this. And this is wonderful. But I always ask my grandson, what are the 4 miseries of life? Birth, old age, disease, and death. And that's what I got to look forward to. Let me work hard, get a PhD, you know, so I can make some money, then I'll be happy. No. Doesn't matter how much money we have. Not that we also neglect that. Prabhupada was expert in everything. But his focus was to please Krishna, please his spiritual master. And he often praised his disciples who have come. He said, my spiritual master has sent me so many spiritual masters or so many devotees to help me in this mission of Krishna consciousness. So we have a responsibility, a duty, and I think, well, I've done that, I'm old, now I can just relax. We really can't relax because the mind is always contemplating, thinking, willing, the subtleties of our ego, and our, even though the material senses are just instruments, the mind is directing. Okay, you know, you wanna party, you gotta go to the bar and party, or you want to make an end to all the problems of your life, you go to the temple. You hear about King Prachinabhadi, you hear from Narada Muni. Hear all the beautiful pastimes which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. what to speak of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna's speaking, we think, oh, it's just ABCs. Every verse of Bhagavad Gita is just very, very deep and very profound. And if you hear it in the association of devotees, it's relishable. That's the distinction of a devotee, is that he's developing a taste for hearing about Krishna. Satang prasangam amandirya sangvido. That, you know, in the association of devotees, we can hear about how beautiful is Krishna, how wonderful and loving he is, how artistic he is. Prabhupada says an artist may spend time painting a flower and with so much color and so much, applying so much energy, and how one can think that the actual flower with the beautiful aroma and the beautiful design and amazing colors are just happening automatically. Krishna is the most artistic. And he's undergoing, I wouldn't say a struggle, but he's in the heart of all of us. And he's seeing what we're doing, what we're thinking. He knows what we're thinking. And unfortunately, we've lost billions and trillions of lifetimes. And it's like, if you miss this opportunity, which is a real opportunity, because how often did the Lord come? Once in the day of Brahma? Talking about millions and millions of years. So only 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Panchatattva, all his associates, the Lord came again. He came for the purpose of spreading the Sankirtan, Nama Sankirtan. And even he had opposition. The ritualistic priests, the Kazi, many people think that we're escaping society, that we're parasites, and that you're not working, you're just begging off the other people. They don't see that we're giving the greatest treasure, the greatest gift. And many times devotees are working much harder. When we hear the Sankirtan stories, how you rise early in the morning program, chant your rounds, go out all day long approaching people, take this book, it's a beautiful book from the Vedic literature about how to achieve happiness and the highest perfection of life. But unfortunately, one who is overly motivated by the desire to enjoy in this material world, maya completely covers, and they have no taste. No matter how many times they say you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. You can lead a human being to knowledge, but still doesn't mean that they're going to think or apply their intelligence in the right way. But there is great hope, because Srila Prabhupada, just like Lord Chaitanya is Namo Mahabhudanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gurutva Shenamaha. Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent, the most kind and merciful Lord, that he's given the perfection of life in the form of this Harinam Sankirtan. Very simple process, chanting Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting Krishna's name, and just take the medicine. We may not know how powerful medicine is. The doctor says, okay, take 3 pills morning, afternoon, and evening. And you do it, especially if you're suffering from the disease and you have faith in the doctor. So although we're not chanting 128 rounds or 64 rounds, but all day long we should be chanting, thinking about Krishna. You see, Prabhupada, he sets the example. He has the beads in hand, and he's also pacing back and forth, chanting. He's like, oh, he's a pure devotee. Why he has to chant? No one has to chant. It just becomes part of our nature that we're calling out to Krishna. My dear Lord, I've fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up and engage me as one of your servants. So a servant of the Lord is a very glorified position. Imagine being the secretary of the President of the United States, or the Prime Minister, big position. So as servants, we're given so much mercy. And the process is very simple, but unfortunately, our resolute determination to enjoy in this world is also very strong, very powerful. And the maya allures us. We can't blame Maya, because Maya is reciprocating according to our desires. You know, we want it, you want it, here, take it. But then the bitter end result is that they're suffering and being away from our eternal home, back home, back to Godhead. This is the Back to Godhead magazine. The whole purpose of everything is that we awaken that I'm eternal servant of Krishna. And my duty is to maximize my hearing and my chanting about the Lord. And whatever shortcomings and challenges are there will get dissolved like a cloud. Big cloud is covering the sunshine. It's created by the sun, but the cloud is depriving us of the ability to see the sun. But then when the cloud is dispersed, the cloud is still there, but it's dispersed now. Now the sunshine is flowing through, you can see. So Krishna consciousness is cleansing of the mind, cleansing of the heart. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadeva agni nirvapanam. And the mood is one of humility, one of tolerance, and being kind to other living entities. It's not that, oh yes, I'm very devotional, but you know, I kill animals, and you know, I just have disrespect. The dog is coming around, let me kick the dog. And no, it's actually one who is becoming a Vaishnava. He learns to love all living entities, especially taking a shelter of the devotees, feeling compassion for those who are neophytes or ignorant of the temporal nature of this world and their eternal nature. You know, you feel sorry for someone who's walking off a cliff or someone who's going into a dangerous situation. Hey, watch out. Look at, wake up. Jeev jago, gauda chandrabodhi. So Lord Chaitanya is calling us. Prabhupada is calling us. But now we need to use our strength and power to try to increase our sadhana. Because the sadhana is important, essential. It's something that you can't live without water, without food. So sadhana is our sustenance, is our food. That Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda are calling everyone, don't waste your life simply dedicating yourself to serving this dead body. You spend your time sleeping and looking for gratification and happiness. Come and join the Sankirtan party. Come and hear the Bhagavatam every day. Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya Nasta Preshu Badishu Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. And the more and more we hear, then the tendency and the allurements become dissipated. It doesn't become flavorful. I mean, sometimes mind-boggling, Bilva Mangal Thakur, great Vaishnava, great devotee, but he was attached to sense gratification, like the rest, everybody in this world, attached. And even though the prostitute tell him, if you had that much determination for Krishna that you show to enjoy your senses, you'd already be a pure devotee. He was so embarrassed and so, okay, that's it. I'm dedicating myself to Krishna. And still, just when he's ready to renounce and go to Vrindavan, again, he's attracted. And, I mean, of course, he went through extreme measure. He plucked his eyes out. So I don't want to see any more nonsense in this world. I just want to focus on Krishna. We're not recommended you go poke your eyes out. But the idea is that even though we have good intentions and we want to be devotees, we want to serve Krishna, go home, eternal life of bliss and happiness, but to let go of the enjoyments which we are imagining will give us happiness is very difficult. It's not an easy thing. But if in the association of devotees, and it doesn't mean that you have to become an erudite scholar, oh yes, he knows 500 verses, you know, every word he can explain to you. I was embarrassed. We were doing the Gita Jayanti reading, and next to me was like a 7-year-old boy, and he's doing the whole chapter, and I thought, who are these people? You know, some of them can just, like, they have shruti dar, you know, they're like, their retention is incredible. And as we're getting older, sarva dharman what? Sarva dharman pratyajya, oh yeah, surrender. It's like, although we know, we've learned things, and over the years, But this knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness is coming from Krishna. Matat smriti jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna's in our heart. He's giving us remembrance because we want to remember Krishna. He's helping us. If you want to forget Krishna, he helps you forget Krishna. So knowledge also, intelligence. It's not that, oh, he was born with a big brain. He's got big intelligence. Real knowledge can come from Krishna. And this, we're all Satchitananda. What is that? Sat, eternal, chit, full of knowledge. Ananda, blissful. Krishna's blissful. He's full of knowledge. He's eternal. We're eternal. We're blissful. We're tiny little drops of the ocean. Krishna's a great ocean. We're just little drops, little sparks of the fire. Yesterday we saw a lot of sparks, 4th of July, a lot of sparks, right? So we're just the little sparks, not the big fire. But Krishna, he makes the arrangements. He, you know, oh, I'm late, or I didn't have a chance to meet Prabhupada or Krishna or any of the great acharyas, and, you know, lost the opportunity. This is just the beginning. This is the grassroots. This is the beginning. Next 10,000 years, Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam and spiritual emotions, which he put in these literatures, to awaken in us the truth. And sometimes, you know, in our own mind, like the frog in the well thinks, so how big can the Atlantic Ocean possibly be? Like 5 times the size of my well, 10 times the size? And there's no possibility of conception of the magnitude of. So in the same way, sometimes we read or hear something that may not tally with our brain, just put it aside. Just have enough faith that Prabhupada is giving us the absolute truth. And when you see the full picture, you'll understand it. Yes, this is truth. Because we still have so many attachments, so many identifications. Someone says, I was never a man, or I was never a woman, I was never an animal. You know, it's like this is my true identity forever and ever now. This is me, you know? No. We're all actually female, Shakti. We're all servants of the Supreme Male Krishna. Ekale Ishvar Krishna Arsa Britya. He's the only supreme. We're all subordinates. And subordinately, we're given all kinds of facilities to try to be happy. But Krishna is repeatedly reminding us the real happiness is back home, back to Godhead. And this is where we want to go by this process of Krishna Consciousness Movement. International Society for Krishna Consciousness was created with all its challenges and faults. Prabhupada made the certain managerial structure to try to help push forward. And also many times he would chastise us, still chastising us through the literatures, that if we're misbehaving, not properly treating others, everything was done with love and attention in a very personable way. So we should try to not imitate, but yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana. We need to develop those godly qualities which are already inherent. Now we just need to take the layers and covers of lust, anger, greed, and selfishness, and then become Mahatma, great soul. We have a Mahatma in our community. He preaches nicely. So we should all become Mahatmas by Satatan Kirta Yanto Mangyatantas Chadridhita. Chanting Krishna's name, attend the Kirtan, and always together chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we've been made fortunate that we had a chance to sit here in front of Sri Sri Gaurinitai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyama Sundar. I have only 3 weeks left to go back to Vrindavan at the end of July. Although they tell me I should come back now, but I tell them, hey, it's too nice in New Ramanrethi. Why I should leave? We have a big project developing there. We must have at least, like I mentioned before, 30, 40, 50,000 people a day coming through with doing 25,000 cups of Khichdi Prasad every day distribution. And due to structural instability and safety for the devotees in public, we have to take down the old Gurukula building. But to juggle taking down the Krishna Hall, Balaram Hall, and the administration offices, and taking care of all the pujaris, 24-hour kirtan, and all the different, we have 40 departments. So to try to do all that and keep everyone's, you know, working with engineers, architects, and municipality to get the clearance to do what needs to be done for the future preaching of the project. Also, we have a big farm project that we're doing, our Vedic project, about 120 acres with the Gurukul and organic farming. And some of the cows and bulls, we have over 400 cows and bulls in our Goshala. Close to 100 will go to the new farm to fertilize the land with their golden dung and urine, because that's what they do. The cows and bulls are miraculously bring life to where there is no life. And many preaching programs, we have many Rath Yatras, Namahatta, and the new project you'll see, just as Mother Mukhya mentioned, I think our website also got upgraded, and we have many in the media section, audiobooks, and we also have, there'll be further explanation of the new project, which is just now starting. Been working on it for about a year, but now things are getting dismantled, so we're forced to move forward with the whole idea of Braj, preaching. Yeah. So, sorry, I only gave you a few glimpses of that, but everyone, as you get older, should be in the Vrindavan consciousness, you know. You're fortunate you have take shelter in Ramanreti and under the shelter of Krishna Balaram, Shisha Radhashyamas Vrindagornitai. But many people are coming to Vrindavan, so we're trying to enhance our devotee care project as well. We see so many of us getting old, diseased, and dying. Not dying, but leaving this body and going back home, back to Godhead, back to Krishna. So there's a few minutes left. If anyone has any questions or comments, complaints. The complaint?
Thank you, Prabhu. You mentioned earlier that somehow or other we left the spiritual world and came here. I can't satisfy a question someone put before me. Why, if we were experiencing such joy and happiness,
yes,
what is it that would make
the curiosity
us turn around and leave?
It's I say, as who was that, one devotee told me, with our teeny little brains, we may not be able to comprehend the answer or understand fully how is it that when you're in such a perfect situation that you could leave the care of the most perfect master in a perfect environment. It's just that that idea of being the supreme enjoyer, number one, you see that number one dad, into fighting number one in the lightweight, heavyweight, and you know, everyone is competing for being number one. That's why Ekaleshwar Krishna. And it may have just been like a subtlety thought with no bad intention in mind, but Krishna's willing to give that opportunity, that thinking that, well, what if I was the center? You know, it's okay, I'm happy not being the center. I'm really happy serving, you know, my Lord, whatever capacity that service may be, perfectly satisfied. What if I was the center? So it's out of curiosity, maybe, and somehow everything Krishna does is very elaborately done. So, okay, you know, here, try being Brahma. You can create, I give you the power, you can create the universe, create living entities, create the planetary systems, you can do all this stuff. But then again, it goes that there are the intensity of enjoyment when perverted in this world, 8,400,000 varieties, and you know, you go through the experience, but all of it is like a dream. When you go to sleep at night, although billions and trillions of years may go by, when you wake up in the morning, you think, oh, I just woke up. So We're in a dreamlike state here in this material world. Everything is temporary. It's real, but it's temporary. And the only answer I can give you is that somehow out of curiosity, we've left our perfect situation in a service-loving attitude towards Krishna and just wanted to see what it was like to be the center of attraction. So you can elaborate. I'm sure many feel much more on that.
Yes, that was good, the curiosity thing. Thank you. Yes. But then Krishna says we're born into this world with envy and hate. That's the envy part, the curiosity, you know, oh, how would it be if I were number one? But hate, is it really hate for Krishna?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that we think, oh, how he can hate Krishna. It's the whole idea, when you're number one, then everybody, you know, that Ishwaraham, Ahambogi, Siddhaham, Balavan, Sukhi, I'm perfect, I'm powerful, I've killed my enemies, I'm going to kill anybody else who's against me, I want to be number one. So these are the basic ingredients to being in Maya, that you're going to be hateful, you're going to be jealous, envious. It's the opposite of the godly qualities. Because we went from godly qualities to material qualities, and material qualities means that I want to be the predominator. We're imitators of Krishna. We're imitating Krishna, everybody. I think, I'm not imitating. Yes. Anybody who is an enjoyer in this material world, who has a material body, in some capacity is imitating Krishna. And once we give up and the idea that we can become happy enjoyers in this world, and surrender to Krishna and his bona fide representative, then all the stress and anxiety is gone, the hate is gone. That's why Vaishnava, he's a paradukaduki. He's very merciful to all living beings.
Thank you, Prabhu. My question is, when we pass away our body and then we donate some of our part of our organs to other people, and some people, like, they get a heart, and the people who receive that heart, sometimes they remember from that previous owner. Is that make the soul stagnated to look to go forward because of part of his, you know, organ or giving away to other people?
Well, the spirit soul is entrapped within this embodiment, so naturally that consciousness of the spirit soul, which is all pervading throughout the body, so even though spirit soul may have left and the parts of the body may be utilized for someone else's benefit, and there might be even some kind of memory or something, it's probably, you know, these are all very fine, you know, when they do testing to find a residue, gunpowder, this or that. So the spirit soul dwelling within the body for 50 years or whatever it might be, there may be some sort of traces of a memory, but it's not the spirit soul got transferred. The spirit soul is separate from the material body at all times, but due to close proximity, there may have been some residue understanding of that. But all these metaphysical things are their curiosity, and people, they like to know about that, you know, oh, reincarnation, and or, oh, I had the heart of so-and-so, and I can envision some of the things that person underwent because now I have their heart. There could be. There are many, many things on a subtle platform that we don't understand, but all we do understand is that the spirit soul is eternal, the body is temporary, the body is going to become earth, water, fire, and air, and ether. That's a personal thing. I mean, if you'd like to do that, it's okay. It's not like I don't think it's a bad thing. But some people prefer to get burned whole and just leave all attachment to this material world. Is there any kind of scriptural...
Liable for the person who is not the person does people like
Yeah, I mean, humanitarian work and altruistic work is important, it's good, but the ultimate issue, as Prabhu says, that we want to give Krishna consciousness, but I guess it's a personal thing, maybe.
You know that
Bhagavad
Gita 424?
424?
Yeah,
yeah.
So in that verse, it says that what is matter, absence of consciousness, what is reality or consciousness, is absence of matter. So if it goes back and forth, then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gave a commentary that when someone spiritualizes the body, that body is worshipable. When you worship Prabhupada's body, Samadhi is there, sincere devotees, we worship their body even they live. But sinful body can actually damage others.
No, that's a good point. That, like, I know people who've given to Japitaka Maharaj and also Shyama Sundar, someone gets a liver or a kidney, this and that. But the point is that if you give a part of your body to give to an ordinary materialistic karmi and he continues his sinful life, what good have you done to that person, you know? So if your part is being utilized for a devotee, for his further advancement of Krishna consciousness, good. But if your body is utilized for someone to continue with karmic activities, which are generally degradational, I guess, no good. Okay. So, yes, Prabhu. Another point.
One of Prabhupada's disciples, Ramanam Swami, from South America, when he wrote that letter to Prabhupada, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was reading, that he will give his young life for Prabhupada, body, because Prabhupada was sick at that time in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada appreciated that he is eager to give his body such a dedication.
Like Puru.
Yeah, like Puru did to his father. So like this is appreciated for a higher cause.
Yes. So a higher cause is the important aspect of it, that if you're going to give parts, hopefully the parts will be used for devotees for furthering their Krishna consciousness. Yes,
a good example of where we want to become competitor with the Lord, like Garuda. Garuda was carrying Lord Vishnu. And one, some ideas came to him. Wait a minute. I'm carrying Vishnu. It means I'm stronger than him. You know, this is Garuda talk. I'm stronger than him. I need to get some more honor and respect and stuff in this place. This is now working out. And he decided to challenge Lord Vishnu. You know? And so Indra kind of boosted his ego a little bit more too and said yes. So he went to Lord Vishnu and he was challenging him. And Lord Vishnu said, let us see how powerful you are. And Lord Vishnu take his finger and just touch him. You know? Just touch him. And he fell. And like it stated that all his feathers and so started to fall off his body, you know, and he started to tremble and everything. Then he came back to his senses and consciousness. Oh, really? I mean, I'm not so powerful after all. See? Yeah. So that's a good example how the soul can develop ideas and want to
even
compete.
Brahma Mohana Leela, the Lord Brahma.
And it's also stated that the soul also want to taste independence. You know, I've been dependent on the Lord for so long. Let me get some independence. So when that comes, you're cast into the material world.
Yes, so we're not... Be dependent. And let's be dependent, not independent. One last one, Guru Prabhu. Welcome to New Ramanreti.
Hare Krishna. In today's verse, there was a discussion of the life force being made out of, you know, air, space, and or sky, and water. But we always think that the jiva is the life force, but of course the jiva is not material. So what is this life force that's being discussed here?
Mm-hmm. Why do you have to ask a hard question? So, I understand.
Is it like prana? What is prana? Is air, but
yeah.
Sometimes...
Right, well... You know, like sometimes when if the water goes through electrical field, it becomes electrified, and So all our blood, because it's passing in the area of the heart of the soul, is being energized like that. So that consciousness, the breath, has become energized, but it's just giving us an idea of what ingredients are making that aspect of our material existence. And it's obviously spirit soul, which is, without the super soul, it says in the previous verse, nothing can happen. There's no life, there's nothing. So the super soul creates all the living, all the material elements, and then the subtleties of the mind, intelligence, and ego, and the life air, the prana, is surcharged by the spirit soul. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.